Hello, and welcome back to Wellspun Leads by Dipali Goenka. I'm Dipali Goenka, CEO and Joint Managing Director of Wellspun India. Through this podcast, I will share my thoughts across various topics that are relevant to grow the company and industry at large. Childhood heroes cast a lasting impression. And somewhere throughout life, we tend to emulate them and their ways of thinking. In my life, my mother had a huge impact on me. I used to watch her with amazement at how, through sheer discipline, endurance, and resilience, she multitasked her way to managing herself and her work. My upbringing and the values she instilled in me stayed with me, especially with regards to how we should rise above ourselves and contribute to the society. Somewhere deep inside me, that yearning to make a difference was goading me to foray into uncharted territories. And in my case, it was the big, daunting, male-dominated world of textile manufacturing, where I wanted to make my mark. So, in 2002, when I expressed my desire to join the business to BK, he categorically told me that I will be treated as another Wellspun employee and not his wife, that I will have to learn the ropes if I have to succeed. Leaving aside my maternal guilt, I took the plunge to join the business. My older daughter, Radhika, was 10, and the younger one, Vanshika, was 7. Yes, there were occasions when I missed attending my daughter's school's functions, and there were several moments when the guilt tore me inside. But I knew that as time passes, my daughters will realize that I looked at my work as a mission and had set out to change the paradigm of how women are treated at the workplace. Not just that, my mission was to empower women across the spectrum and help them realize their potential. Over the years at the helm at Wellspun, we have managed to go closer towards that goal. Today, my daughters are 32 and 29 respectively and have their own women-centric ventures, with Vanshika running a successful career counseling site for women called Coolkanya, which has over 3 lakh active users. In this journey, the single thread that emerges is the need for good mentoring. My mother mentored me, and BK and I mentored our daughters. I'm proud to say the bug that drove me to do something beyond mere business has bit them too. The concept of mentoring is yet to catch up fully. Growing up, the youth today will do much better with the help of a good mentor. Today, we have good teachers, but a mentor is a teacher and more. Mentoring is often one component of a program that involves other elements such as tutoring or life skills, training and coaching. The supportive, healthy relationships formed between mentors and mentees are both immediate and long-term and contribute to a host of benefits for mentors and mentees. Mentoring has also been linked in studies to social, emotional, developmental benefits, improvements in youth perceptions of parental relationships, and better prospects for moving on to higher education. I'm curious to know how the next generation feels about this, and hence, I've invited Vanshika, my daughter, to join me on this podcast. Hi, Vanshika. Welcome to Wellspun Leads.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So how does it feel, Vanshika, to start something like Coolkanya? And how has it been so far for you?
We started at the end of 2019. And it's been a roller coaster, to say the least. We started with a mission to help every woman out there create a career that she loves. And We essentially bridge the gap between college and your first job. We teach you what you don't learn in class. And we have blogs. We have a thriving community of over 300,000 users. And we have learning and courses as well. So in terms of how do I feel to have started Cool Kanya, I was actually reflecting on this yesterday. And I think I feel actually proud. And also, it's so interesting to see your own growth, right? When you look back and even just at old photos or even old emails, and you're like, oh, I would have replied to this so differently today. And I think that is that heartening moment that, you know, oh, wow, I have grown and I have learned so much that maybe an MBA course would not have taught me by starting something of my own. And made so many mistakes. And that's the best part of the journey when you look back. So yeah, that's how I feel.
Why did you start it, Vanshika? What was the reason? What inspired you to start Cool Kanya?
I think to a large extent you. but like, you know, I think just growing up in this whole Marwari environment per se, where you're only two daughters and, you know, whether it's any social function, your parents always ask that, you know, do betiya hai, kaam kaun sambhalega, which is always at the background when you're growing up. I think that somewhere maybe as a 5-year-old, 6-year-old affected me, where, you know, I had decided that, you know, I'm going to prove to be better than a son would have been. And after that, I went through college and I started working with a sanitary pad company. And when you're working with a sanitary pad company, you expect more women in the room. But meeting to meeting, and we're looking at redesigning the sanitary pad, and they're only men. Sanitary pad is never going to be worn by a man. So that's when I started researching that where are the women in the room? You know, why do women leave the workforce? And that's where the idea of Cool Kanya came about.
So tell me one thing, like for me, when I talk about Wellspun India, where now there are 25-26% women, but till today, I feel, you know, even the diversity sometimes gets challenged. What would be that ecosystem that you would like to create even in Cool Kanya or in the corporates that would actually attract more millennials and more diversity in an organization?
I think diversity or having women stick in the workspace starts early, right? They need to have role models and mentors at the very beginning, setting the example of having both a family, showing that you can deal with life changes. I think so that's number one. So they need to have that aspiration, that example that, okay, it's been done, so I can do it as well. And when they start going through the life changes, right, whether it's marriage, whether it's kids, they need to have a place to start talking about what they're going through. They need that sense of community. And I think both of those are very important to help women stick in the workforce. And that's why I think mentorship, like, you know, is key of this as well. So I think those are the two most imperative things.
How would you define that mentoring? I mean, what would be that safe space for mentoring? I mean, in corporates.
In corporates, first of all, I think you need to genuinely respect the person. That person's journey needs to be relatable to yours. Otherwise, if it's not relatable, the advice would not be that applicable. Third is you need to be able to be yourself with that person. I strongly believe life is work and work is life. You cannot separate the two. They both play into each other. So when you're speaking to someone or, you know, having an honest conversation, you have to be the ability to even talk about what's going on at home, right? Only then holistically can you sort of talk about your issues, solve your problems. I also feel when you're looking at a mentor, even in the corporate space, your philosophies need to be aligned. If your philosophies or your value systems are not aligned, it probably won't work. So I would say these are a couple of things when you look for a mentor. And one thing, at least in my journey, even when starting Cool Kanya, looking for a mentor, it's sort of like going and meeting multiple people, right? Everyone. And then you find one person who you connect with and that person becomes a mentor. It's a journey. You're not going to find a mentor, be like, okay, aaj mujhe mentor dhoondna hai. Waise nahi hoga. It's a journey. You have to meet people. You have to have conversations with people, you know, go for that coffee, go for that lunch, meet people, talk about what's going on in your life, and you will see who you connect with to really find a good mentor.
So you spoke about the corporate, Vanshika. You know, my biggest challenge at Wellspun India, where, you know, most of the population is at the factory. And there we have the diversity, say about now 27-28%. What do you think could be the diversity mentorship there? Because I think that's my biggest challenge. Here at the corporates, it's easier to mentor. I mean, from your Cool Kanya experience, how do you think that could be an opportunity? And what do you think we should be doing there?
So when you
well?
Talk about smaller cities, again, I would go back to that they need to see an example. They need to see their sister or their, you know, aunt having made it. Then because that it needs to be relatable. That's when someone's journey inspires you, right? Because, oh, they've come from the same roots as me and they've done it. Main bhi kar sakti hun, right? So that I think is one. And number two, again, community. They need to have those circles where women are talking about each other. You know, ye ghar mein ye ho raha hai. How did you manage it? Oh, aapne kaam kaise balance kiya? You know, those are the kind of conversation that plays out and will help them also grow in their career and help them also lean on each other. Because I think that womanhood and that friendship can actually help all of them come together and grow together.
I think I agree with you because I remember one anecdote that I have is about a girl called Avni Bhadra. We did a program with Walmart and it was one of the diversity programs that we did where she was chosen out of 2,000 factories to represent, you know, India. And she went from Anjar to Arkansas. And that created an aspiration across the communities and they all wanted to be like her. And I think that's the way it should be. And I think we have to have more and more Avnis. There.
Yeah, one woman shatters a glass ceiling. She makes it easier for all the others to come ahead.
True that.
So actually, now coming to mentoring, I've always wanted to ask you this. You've paved the way for so many women. Who was your mentor when you started out?
No, Anshika, I think for me, it's been not an easy one, though, starting in Wellspun India. But for me, my mother has been, and you know, Nani, has been somebody I took inspiration from. But gradually, I drew inspiration somewhere from somebody or from myself itself. I wanted to, I think, ho gaya. Somewhere, I think for me, it was the kind of strength that I took and kind of a determination to pave a path. And the reason when I started off was also the reason what you said, was that I wanted to open the doors for my daughters. Because again, it was a reason that I started working. And you know that because having two daughters, then it would have been like, and I wanted to carve a path for both of you to show you that no, there is something beyond what everybody thinks it could be.
Beyond what people think a woman's role
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Awesome. Today, how do you mentor people?
You know, again, mentoring is about a conversation. Mentoring is about sharing anecdotes out of my experiences, about my journey. And I think that's the way I think I have a conversation or mentor people. And also telling them that it might be looking difficult, but that's the path you need to take, but it'll get easier as you go forward. And definitely, I think creating more and more communities at Wellspun India where, you know, women can reach out amongst their peers, talk to them, relate to them is where, you know, I'm looking at driving Wellspun India to.
And another question I had was, can someone who you're super close to be your mentor? Like, your mother or, you know, a parent?
I feel the biases come in there. Like, for example, today I'm looking at you with awe and pride. But I think that's not something that'll... And I think mentoring has to be unbiased because you're guiding somebody for the right or the wrong or the path that she's taking. And I think it has to be something very unbiased and not somebody... can give that path when they're related and feel close to you. So Anshika, tell me one thing. What do you look in for a mentor when you began as well?
I think when I began, one of the first things I actually did was note down, why do I need a mentor? So I think you need to determine your need, right? Is there a certain aspect you need help in? Are you struggling with where you are at work? What exactly is your need? So be very clear on what your need is. It'll help you actually find a mentor more easily. Second, like I even said earlier, is your values need to be aligned. Your values, your life philosophies need to be aligned. Because again, that helps in a free-flowing conversation and being more honest. Third is that person needs to be able to give you feedback. You will only grow when you get feedback, both positive and negative. So I think that's the third thing. And I would also say someone who challenges you. You need a mentor who you go to with the goal of, okay, I want to achieve X. He'll say, no, why can't you achieve Y? Right? Someone who pushes you and challenges you. So these are a couple of things that I looked for in a mentor. And I think they helped me find someone.
So if I take you back when you graduated or in your college days, what did you think? What would you do differently?
I would be less afraid of failing and less afraid of what people would think. I think failure or failing mistakes are the best thing that can happen to you. They're the greatest teachers. And I think they just have a bad reputation, right? Failing is not a bad thing. Failing helps you move forward. Failing helps you learn. And as long as you're failing forward, like I say, right, you're progressing. When I look back at Cool Kanya, I probably should be 2 years ahead of where I am. Maybe if someone had more experience than me. But I have learned so much in those 2.5 years where probably I would not have learned either an MBA or either working somewhere else. So failures for me are the biggest teacher. And the second point, forget what log kya kahenge. It doesn't matter. You have to be true to yourself. You cannot, there'll be people who will keep throwing stones at you along the way. You have to ignore it. If you keep barking at everyone who's barking at you and barking back at them, he'll just slow you down. So just move forward. Know what your path is, what your goal is. Focus on that. The rest is just noise. So yeah.
What could you have done better at Cool Kanya?
I think have a stronger business model from day one. I was always under the impression that, okay, I'll get the users and I'll figure it out. I think that I would have changed and probably had a very clear path from day one versus, where I'm today, where we know where we're heading. So, yeah.
I hope you found this story interesting. Do like, share, and subscribe for more such insights in the coming months. Till then, take care and stay healthy.
Thanks, Vanshika.